Kuchen im Gein zu Tata. Also lechel sei betoi, oren lo mit Tata. Mit Tata. Now that hope is the part of the Sefer Torah without having some type of sloth on your hand. So the Moshe is Yeshayman to Adil, Shashu Sefer Kodesh. Some say the same thing flies for the rest of the Kisvei Kodesh. In other words, any type of Nevi'im or Megillus is not allowed to touch it. But no, you know, we're not Machmir in respect to other Kisvei Kodesh other than the Sefer Torah. The toiv lahachmin lenotel yodas. Even the other megillas is the proper thing to wash your hands before you touch the parchment of a novi. As Ruth says, this is a stam yadayim. If you know your hands were dirty, then you are required to wash your hands. Say the toiv yilu b'kai gavna also. Say the toiv, even if you wash your hands, you're not allowed to hold the parchment itself. Machaveh says, gavlu shiva isim shakova toiv gavlu. Kalila over here is referring to hagbo. That's the main part of the kalila. And according to the Mechaber, the most choshev person, that Yam Naliya, he's the one who does Hagbo. But he says, if you look nice to become Yikom Lechavos HaMitzvah. The nice that they are, the minig to sell for money, so that people show that they appreciate this type of mitzvah. According to that, it won't have to go to the most choshev person, it goes to the one who pays the most. The nice that Mishabru brings that today, we're not makbid on this, and we're Mechaber, even people that are not from the Chashuvim. We do this because of Da'ke Shalom, to keep peace between people. They shouldn't say, oh, you're more chashuv, less chashuv. It's a yard site, and there's not enough aliyahs for both of them, so the second one should get hagba. Shabbat says, mitzvah galila, rolling up the sefer, is also chashuv a mitzvah, yirabah, important big mitzvah, but even so, there's a minute to give tanim also galila, so that they should be used to being involved in mitzvahs, in the chanukah of the mitzvahs. One should not give the kibbutz of Hagbah to somebody who is not clear and has the strength to hold the Sefer Torah. Ramos says, Yishayimim, im ha-me'il shevitzad b'tzarechat pishna b'tzarechat meshi, tzoch l'hapach ha-meshi b'tzarechat sefer l'liglo, v'loi nogu kei. There's a meaning that if the garment that you put around the Sefer Torah, so the Mishnah Berurah says they seem to have some type of covering underneath, and then they have the outside cover, which we call the mantle. So the undercover, it says that one side is flax, and one side is silk. Then you should put the silk side closer to the sefer, similar to the iron that the inside was plated with gold. Should have a chashuv egg next to it. Maisa says that the minhag is not to do that. Rambam says even so, it's not to do that. Different opinions about it. The mice is not so clear today. We don't have these type of situations. Here's the Ramav. The ain liglo the mapa krua in Yishlo Cheres. You should not use a ripped mapa, a ripped belt to wrap around the Sefer Torah. Surely not a ripped outer mantle or when you have something else not covered at Torah. The Masas Mavis Sefer Torah is going to Yishon and Shinazarim Zover Acher Lutzor Chedius. Also, it's not a covet to use kluak that was used for making clothing for a regular person to use for Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah says it applies to all Tashmish and Kedusha. Anything you want to use for Kedusha, you shouldn't use secondhand garments that were originally used for people. But that's in respect to Tashmish and Kedusha, that they're serving the Tefillin or Sfarim. But if it's just serving a mitzvah, like a bag for a talus, then you're allowed to make it out of anything you want, even a bag that you wore before. Shmuel says even so, the Prima Golden says that it should be from a mechubadik garment, and make it from pants, which is not mechubadik, you shouldn't do that. The discussion of tashmish, there's tashmish, which means not the thing that they say because it's wrapped in, but something that secondary wrapping. The discussion is that also should not be made from something that was used for regular people beforehand. Well, it might sound like the minig is to be masmer in a case that you cut the original garment and it looks different than it originally looked. And if it's only for attachment, it's permitted. So the discussion, what about something was made, let's say, for a shirt, was never used. So it's also not like it's a hurting, where they allowed to use that for a sefer Torah. Shmuel says, whoever's making that is what to rely on.